This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Republican Senator Rand Paul called on the president to revoke Brennan's security clearance and says he'd go a step further and remove top secret clearances from all retired CIA agents and officers. Watch.
John Brennan leaked information that almost cost the life of a double agent. This is 4 years ago now. He should have been fired for that, but he wasn't fired by President Obama because I think he was a partisan. But now he's a talking head on the outside saying that basically President Trump should be executed. That's what we do for treason. And so, yeah, I'm very concerned about him having privileges because of his past history.
But Democrats warning that the president's move would set a dangerous precedent.
This is so extraordinary. The last thing you want in intelligence is partisanship. And we were able to avoid that for such a long time. And now the president is what? I mean, does this rise to the level of abuse of power? I want to see what he said. Some of the people he's taking it away from don't even have it. So does he even know what he's talking about?
Yeah, nobody's partisan in that group. And earlier, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan weighing in saying he doesn't take the threat to revoke security clearances very seriously.
I think he's trolling people, honestly. This is something that's in the purview of the executive branch. I think some of these people have already lost their clearances. Some people keep their clearances. That's something that the executive branch deals with. It's not really in our purview.
Trolling them. Now, normally I would go first to our one lucky guy, but I'm going to go to Marie Harf because she's the only person sitting on the couch, I believe, who's had a security clearance. So I'm going to defer to you. How meaningful is this, or is he just trolling?
Well, I do think he's trolling, and none of the criticisms that these former officials have made publicly appear to be based on classified information. They've all said that. I would also point out that Mike Hayden didn't work for Barack Obama. He worked for George W. Bush. He didn't continue serving. He left when Bush left. But the broader picture here is, there are reasons that the top intelligence officials, once they leave, keep their clearances, and in part that's to help their successors if they need someone to call who has dealt with issues before. When I worked at the CIA for three CIA directors, they would call their predecessors all the time. They're the only ones who've been in that job, and they would turn to them for guidance. Same when I worked for the Secretary of State. So I don't like the idea of stripping these clearances away for political reasons because you're being criticized publicly. And quite frankly, if they strip them away, I don't think it will change a single thing that any of these people are saying publicly because it's not based on that.
Well, and all that's fine and well. I think what needs to be considered here is that, you know, it's one thing when you have a job with the government and you've got clearance, then there are rules that you follow. But if you want to become a pundit and a talking head and offer your opinion, and especially when you start getting into dangerous areas, I'm not sure I want to entrust you with, you know, those clearances. And this is what's going on. It is laughable, and I'm glad Melissa Francis brought that up in terms of, you know, you got to love Nancy Pelosi, because I don't think half the time she even listens to what she says, because she, you know, it's like, wait a minute, you're pointing one finger out, but you got three coming back at you. You know, you talk about partisanship, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, that's what all this is all about. That's what you're talking about here. It's not about, hey, look at, is there something to be considered here? You know, and if, and certainly what Marie Harf says is that, you know, you want to have advisement, and you want to have the ability of somebody who has been there before that they can give you some counsel. As long as they're true to that position, I don't have a problem with that. But if you start becoming partisan, then, you know, it's like, you know, it's like what's happened with the FBI and, you know, this sort of thing. I mean, this thing clearly is partisan. That's what all this stuff is about. And they've abandoned, you know, their basic rules of operation and fairness. And so it's like, hey, and I would say this even if we had a Democrat in office, if this is, the, you know, the kind of activity that was taking place, I think we have to look at it in terms of, you know, what's fair and what's, you know, for the benefit of all concerned, particularly particularly, you know, our Constitution and we the people. Hey, we've got a lot coming up. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Martinez live.
I know you think it's tough, and it's probably maybe at times you go, how are we going to do this? Is it even possible with this clear divide that we have in this country today, so fixed on our each ideologies? And, you know, we're just not talking. And even more so when it comes to confirming a Supreme Court nominee. The question is, are Democrats deliberately holding off meeting with Supreme Court nominee? Well, of course they are. You know, if you think not, let's talk to Sarah Field. We'll bring her on. She's the Vice President of Judicial Strategy for Americans for Prosperity. Sarah, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, the lines were drawn as soon as President Trump got the words out of his mouth that he was nominating Brett Kavanaugh. The left has gone nuts. They've been doing everything they can, see what they can do to block this. And if there's some way they could bork Kavanaugh, they'd be all the happier for it. But it is a slow walk. You know, when you look back historically, when I was looking back on some of the information in terms of, the timeline for, confirming a judge, around 60 days, 60, 70 days. And now we're more 80, 90. And maybe sometimes the way the rhetoric is going and the vitriol, it may be an impossible timeline.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing right now is really unprecedented partisan obstruction from Senate Democrats, which is really quite sad. I mean, if you look at Judge Kavanaugh, he is exactly the type of jurist that President Trump promised to nominate. So this is somebody who is the best of the best. He went to Yale Law School. He has sat on the D.C. Circuit, which is probably the most preeminent of all the circuit courts across our federal branch. He sat on that circuit for 12 years. He is highly respected. This is somebody who's also just really a normal guy. We saw, he refers to himself as Coach K.
Right.
And yet, what we're seeing from some senators, again, is just this really unprecedented obstruction and this effort to drag out this process unnecessarily.
Yeah, of course, Chuck Schumer fainted when he heard that Elena Kagan had hired him at Harvard, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's a great example, right? I mean, this is somebody who absolutely adopts the restrained judicial philosophy, somebody who clerked for Justice Kennedy, but who really cites Justice Scalia as well as sort of an intellectual influence, yet was hired at Harvard and is somebody who, has appeal really in a bipartisan way. And yet, again, you're seeing this unprecedented obstruction.
Well, and right away, and the DNC has been making a ton of money off this, they're trying to, associate Kavanaugh with Roe v. Wade directly. and the threat to Roe v. Wade. And this has been a big fundraiser for them, although by their own admission, they're not going to be able to raise dollar for dollar, you know, like organizations like Americans for Prosperity and others who have joined in to support Judge Kavanaugh. This will end up probably being, Sarah, what, the most expensive nominating process in terms of dollars spent to support a justice?
Well, what you're looking at right now is really historic engagement, I'd say, from, you know, grassroots folks across the aisle. But here at Americans for Prosperity, again, we're seeing historic engagement from our activists. So we have 3.2 million activists across 36 states who are dedicated to ensuring that we have a restrained justice on the Supreme Court. And we're doing that in a variety of ways. So we're knocking on doors. We're connecting directly with folks in the community. We're making calls. We're doing digital campaigns. We're sending mail into places to let folks know how qualified Judge Kavanaugh is and to encourage them to pressure their senators to do the right thing.
Well, and the thing that bothers me and that bothers Main Street America, Sarah, is the hyperbole that is put out. I mean, Tom Perez, who's, you know, becoming infamous for hyperbole, I mean, he's probably the poster child for it with the things that he says, is claiming, he says, let's be clear, a vote for Kavanaugh would be a vote to rip health care from American families. How does he get there to make that kind of statement? And nobody says anything. I mean, to me, that is reckless and irresponsible. There is no precedent to give you that indication that that would be Judge Kavanaugh's heart.
Yeah, so what I think you're seeing play out, which is really interesting and folks need to understand, is two different judicial philosophies playing out in the public space. On the one side, you have folks who view the role of judges to make policy. They want judges and the Supreme Court justices to be kind of legislators in robes. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to make this about particular, you know, policy issues that they think are a slam dunk one way or the other. On the other side, you have a restrained judicial philosophy, which is consistent with how our framers created the Constitution, right? That you have three equal branches of government, that you have a court that is there to interpret the laws written and not to legislate from the bench. That's very absolutely not part of their constitutional role. And that's the position that we adopt. Again, so you're seeing these competing philosophies playing out in the public space. And you know, the other folks are really adopting unproductive rhetoric in advancing what I would argue is their unconstitutional view of the role of judges.
And that only makes sense because that's what's happened to law schools. Law schools have been overtaken with this dynamic tension that you have two philosophies, one of activism and one of calling balls and strikes and doing what the original framers of our Constitution had put into place. And that is that they did say it. They didn't, you know, they said what they said and they didn't say what they didn't say. Right. I think Antonin Scalia had said. And I agree with that. And, you know, and that's that dynamic tension that's been taking place. And even on the court today with the 5-4, you know, split that it stands at right now, pretty much along those lines that you have, you know, four of them that believe in activism. They're OK with it. And the other five that have a problem with it that says, no, we should be here to interpret the law, not make law.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the balls and strikes analogy is a powerful one. I think we saw this during, I think it was Justice Roberts' confirmation hearing, right, where he's saying the role of a judge is to be the umpire. And that's exactly right. The umpire cannot make up the rules of the game as we go throughout the game. The umpire says, these are the rules, and this is how what you just did applies to those rules. This is a ball, this is a strike, you know, that's a foul, et cetera. And that's exactly what the role of judges is. And if we want to live in a free society, then we need judges who are going to stay consistent with the rule of law and stick with the laws written.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, on the other side, again, to, you know, harden their edge and their ideology, you get these stories and this hyperbole, like what has come out of the DNC chair, you know, to me, which is irresponsible and it's counterproductive to what this democracy is all about. I mean, I'm in for fair debate. I think let's bring the issues before. Let's have a fair debate on it. But when we get into unsubstantiated hyperbole, then that's problematic. Now we start spinning people here.
That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Well, Sarah Field is with us. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break, so stay with us. She is the Vice President of Judicial Strategy for Americans for Prosperity. And, you hear about Kavanaugh, the process, but it is a slow walk that is taking place, and that is clear. Is that another form of obstructionism that the Democrats are putting upon we the people? You decide. This is Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Sarah after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, and we come at you every day, Monday through Friday, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. Bill Martinez here, and over there, a vice president of the Judicial Strategy, vice president of Judicial Strategy for Americans for Prosperity. Sarah Field is over there, and we're talking with her about the Democrats' slow walk on this nomination process. Not really a big surprise here. We knew that they were reluctant, especially right off the bat, as soon as President could barely get the words out of his mouth that he had nominated Judge Kavanaugh. And it was so impressive, Sarah, what the judge had to share with us in terms of what he was going to say, you know, to the senators when he met with them. And, I thought that was wise counsel. And, it was great to hear that from him because, the people, in Main Street America are getting it from his lips to their ears what he stands for.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let me walk folks through a little bit of the process so they know what to expect and then, unfortunately, what we're seeing happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the way these things work is after the president announces the nominee, and we all saw the wonderful press conference with Judge Kavanaugh and the president, the nominee then takes a couple weeks to go on the Hill and meet with senators. And so this is really an opportunity for the senators to ask the nominee questions, to really suss out that person's judicial philosophy, and again, to really sort of develop their point of view.
Mm-hmm.
After that, then, this time there'll be a week of recess, and then they'll come back, and sometime after that we'll have the hearings. And that's what, a lot of Americans watch on TV. That's where the, Judge Kavanaugh will be asked a lot of different questions, and there'll be a lot of media around it, and then there'll be a vote several weeks after that. But what's happening this time, which is really unprecedented, is that not a single Democrat has met with Judge Kavanaugh while he's doing these Hill meetings.
We're 2 weeks into this now, right, Sarah? Is it 2 weeks now?
Yes,
right.
Yeah, so he was announced on July 9th, and so that gives you an idea.
Oh, wow, okay.
This is a long time frame, and again, it's totally unprecedented. What I would want folks to understand is just this week, Senator Manchin from West Virginia came out and said, actually, I will meet with Judge Kavanaugh. I'll sit down with him. And then I think it was just yesterday, Senator Heitkamp's office said that they're trying to schedule time. So my point in this is that this unprecedented grassroots excitement that we're talking about is already making an impact.
Yes.
I would encourage folks to keep putting that pressure on their senators because it's working, and we're starting to see some folks say, okay, you know what, I will sit down and give them a fair shake.
Yeah, without a doubt, and that's the thing. So how can they join in? What does activism look like here, at the grassroots level, Sarah?
Yes, there's a lot of different ways that folks can join in. I would encourage folks to go to AmericansForProsperity.org, and there's a variety of ways that you can reach out to your senators. You can, send emails indicating your support. You can get connected with your local chapters. Again, we have chapters across 36 states, so I would encourage you to find those folks. We are doing things on the ground in the community all the time. Not only a great chance to weigh in and have your voice heard in Washington, but a great chance to meet other like-minded activists as well and to really build that community.
And this is where change happens. We've been encouraging people, for so long. This is why the country is in the state that it's in, is that people checked out. And in a government that is up for by the people, by its declaration, it demands that we, the people, be involved. You cannot check out. Because you checked out, the elites took over, and we were so close to losing this republic, Sarah, in my humble opinion.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, that is one of the great components of the American ideal, right? And the American system is that this is a government of the people, for the people, by the people, and it starts at the local level, and it starts with local communities, and that's why we are so unique with respect to every other system that has existed. So I would encourage folks to stay connected, to stay vigilant, hold your politicians accountable,
exactly.
Make sure that they're respecting the will of the people.
Make sure you register to vote, you vote, and when you go to the polls, you don't go by yourself. Take a neighbor with you, okay? That way you're part of the the solution, not part of the problem, sitting home complaining about the way the government works. The other thing too, Sarah, I want people to understand, and you can reinforce this as well, at the grassroots level, the thing that's so exciting about it is that people wonder, hey, does my vote really count? Are my efforts really making a difference? At a grassroots local level, you can see it right away. It takes a while on a federal level, and sometimes it's like you want to take on the whole elephant, but we need to do it a piece at a time. And the best piece is to do it at the local level, like you say, because you can see a difference being made a lot quicker, and it will in time play out on the national level. But it all always starts at the local level. So I say this only because I want people to be encouraged to say, you know, they go, well, it's too big a deal. How do I do? Where do I begin? And what you're telling them to start at the local level, I think is great counsel, and they will see a return on their time and investment for what they do at a local level more immediately. And I think that will keep them in, you know, the good fight on behalf of we the people, right?
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. But I would also encourage you, we've been in a lot of meetings on the Hill, and I'll tell you that the senators are watching what's happening right now, and we're hearing that they're seeing what we're doing, and they're seeing what our activists are doing, and so folks are noticing, and so I would just keep, you know, have folks be encouraged by that.
Right. Well, as we said, the Democrats, not one Democrat has met with Kamala. That is incredible. I mean, we're 3 weeks into this, and as you say, in the normal course of the schedule, he should have already met with everyone at this point, and for them to get their questions. But of course, they're claiming, oh, we need to, you know, get paperwork from the days that he was a justice under you know, President Bush, and other tactics here. I mean, here is, he's made 300 decisions. I mean, how much more stuff do you need to look at here?
Yes, that's important for folks to understand. So you're hearing from you know, the other side that, you know, we need to see all this material from Judge Kavanaugh's tenure when he was a staff secretary with the Bush White House. Mm-hmm. So the staff secretary role is really a traffic cop role. It's not a substantive role. It's somebody who makes sure that things get on the president's desk to sign, literally even like menus for the day, okay? So this,
right.
This is not
exactly
a substantive role. And this was years ago. With Judge Kavanaugh, we have 12 years of judicial opinions. We have more than 300 opinions where we can look at and understand his judicial philosophy, his judicial temperament. So we have the data. It all exists. It is out there, and it is pure obstruction to try to look elsewhere.
Well, the big takeaway here, ladies and gentlemen, is activism works. And if you want to help break the roadblock here on behalf of we the people and get a conservative judge in place, a judge who's going to call balls and strikes, is going to interpret the Constitution, not make law. And, you know, if that's important to you, and I'm hearing from you that it is, then what is it going to take? I mean, a little bit of your time to get involved. And, you know, as Sarah said, you can go to AmericansForProsperity.org. They've got all kinds of directions there and information for you to get involved. And, you know, what? You don't have 5 minutes a day to invest, you know, on behalf of your country and the country that we're handing off to your children and your grandchildren. I think it is a minor investment for the kind of return that is waiting for us if we do the right thing and do right by, you know, what our founding fathers have established and the freedoms that lie in the balance here. Sarah, I'm going to let you wrap it up and I'll give you the final word. What do you say?
Absolutely. So this is one of those opportunities where we, the American people, can have generational impact. A Supreme Court justice sits on the court for a generation. And so I would just encourage folks to go to AmericansForProsperity.org, figure out how they can be activated, how they can contact their senators in support of Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, she's the Vice President of Judicial Strategy for Americans for Prosperity, Sarah Field. Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate the encouragement. And well, I'll tell you, I think we're going to light up some more activists here, and they're going to go to AmericansForProsperity.org and get involved here. And thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thank you.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A secretly recorded conversation between then-candidate Donald Trump and his then-attorney Michael Cohen reportedly features discussion of a potential payment tied to a former Playboy model who has claimed she had an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, denies that that's what it indicates.
The president did not know about this before this conversation.
One of Cohen's current lawyers, Lanny Davis, explaining why he released the recording.
My client has been disparaged over and over again by Mr. Giuliani with misinformation and misstatements. There's been a campaign out of the White House to disparage Mr. Cohen.
Davis was speaking on CNN's Cuomo Prime Time. A single winning ticket for last night's huge Mega Millions jackpot was sold at a liquor store in San Jose, California. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause I'm you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you because we believe in validating you. You know, we're not going to invalidate you and kick you to the side and say that your opinion doesn't count. It does count. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's not a Republican, a Democratic thing. It's an us thing. It's the United States of America. Hey, very quickly here, I want to remind you and thank you, first of all, for your generosity toward Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. We are raising money here. We're on our fundraising period of time because of the growth of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. It's become so popular. We're now involved with over 110 veteran service facilities. You've heard me talk about the MP3 players that we're giving out to our vets who come back and dealing with sleep deprivation, PTSD, suicide. You hear the suicide rate all the time, about 22 per day, which is just a heartbreak. And we're doing what we can, and I know you want to do what you can. We have now distributed over 15,000 of those MP3 players, and we have growing needs every day. This thing is expanding so quickly. So whatever you can do, just to give you an idea, $10 donation buys an MP3 player to hopefully save a veteran's life. Just go to our website. You can go to our website as well, BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the donate button or go to Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us and you can donate there as well. We thank you for your generosity as always. Jenny Beth Martin was going to be here, but she got caught up in a meeting with Senator Cruz and others. And now batting for Jenny Beth Martin. Here are the fan screen. Bill Pasco. Bill is the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. Bill, we appreciate you stepping in because we got a lot to talk about here.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And I want to say, first of all, congratulations last night. I guess you showed this movie that I vaguely mentioned called Invalidated. Of course, we're going to be able to talk more about it. I guess we're in a little bit of an embargo on this. What, through Friday, I'm told?
Well, we debuted the film last night, Invalidated, the Shredding of the U.S. Patent System. On Friday, it will be available on Amazon Prime and on iTunes and on Xfinity systems.
Right.
We're trying to get it on Netflix. Netflix has a larger bureaucracy, as you might imagine.
Yes, right.
So hopefully it'll be available on Netflix soon. But for right now, on Friday, it'll be available on Amazon Prime Video and iTunes and Xfinity systems.
Well, the reason that America's current patent system is so important, okay, so don't dream off on me. You've got to hear some of the stories and what's been going on, especially in light of, you know, we hear a lot about China stealing our intellectual property, I mean, to the tune, and this was really shocking for me because my brain finally absorbed how much they were stealing from us, to the tune of $600 billion every year, ladies and gentlemen, is what the Chinese have been doing. And we're aghast at their realization. And we're cheering on President Trump for leveling out the playing field so that we have not only free trade, but fair trade. And we've been saying this on the show for years, even before President Trump was President Trump. And so, you know, we finally have an advocate in the Oval Office who is fighting on behalf of businesses and we the people. Invalidated, this movie is showing how intellectual property is being stolen within the borders of the United States of America. I mean, bigger companies ripping off ideas that smaller folks have, you know, by size, you know, somebody comes up with a dream, they're, you know, it's part of who they are. They're innovators, and they come up with this deal, and then big companies come in and swoop and steal it. This is happening in America because of the Patent Trial and Appeal Board and the judiciary. It's all part and parcel, and that's what this movie reveals, does it not, Bill?
You're exactly right. And let's talk about that PTAB, the Patent Trial and Advisory Board that you just mentioned. This is a relatively new creature in the swamp. It was created just several years ago. Congress passed a law in 2011 that changed the patent system. And last night, after the screening of the movie, we had a panel discussion. We had a couple members of Congress there, including Thomas Massie, who's one of the inventors who's actually featured in the movie. When he was very young, he developed some computer software that nobody had thought of before. He got a patent on it. And we had Louis Gohmert, who's a former judge in Texas. And Texas, of course, where he was a judge before he was a member of Congress, Eastern Texas in particular, became known as sort of a rocket docket for patent challenges. Wow. So what's been happening here, they both explain, look, you've got all these huge companies, Google, Apple, Microsoft, they're coming to lobby Congress all the time. And what they want to do, believe it or not, even though these companies that I just mentioned, we all know them for being innovators in the technology field, you would think that they would be companies that would support strong U.S. patent rights, the protection of intellectual property. Instead, those are the companies that have come to the conclusion that it's easier for them, it makes more business sense for them to weaken patent rights so they can grab somebody else's patent and just go to town with it without paying the necessary fees for the use of somebody else's property. So they changed the law, and they created this new creature, the Patent Trial and Advisory Board. Under the old system, inventor comes up with idea. He literally builds a better mousetrap, and he gets a patent on it, and then he owns that property. And if anybody wants to use his new invention, they have to pay him. That's how we incentivize people to come up with new ideas, to spend thousands of hours experimenting to perfect their new idea and bring it to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But now with this patent trial advisory board, what happens is somebody will challenge that patent, and in 80% of the cases, this is the remarkable thing, in 80% of the cases, this what we call a death panel for patents,
mm-hmm.
patent trial advisory board,
right.
will invalidate the patent and take away the owner's property rights. And it's an extrajudicial kind of body. You're limited in the amount of time that you get to make your case. So, you know, when you go to court, as you often do in patent situations before, when you go to court, you're allowed as much time as it takes to present your case, to show all the evidence that you're the guy who developed this particular invention, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a standard feature of a court case. It takes as long as it takes, period.
Right.
Both sides get to present evidence. But when you go to the PTAB, you get an hour, or you might get an hour and a half. And that's it. Well, what if you have more evidence to present than you can fit into a 45-minute discussion? You're up the creek without a paddle.
Exactly.
And what we'd like to see happen is we'd like to vitiate. We'd like to get rid of this PTAB. Mm-hmm. Good news is that Congressman Massey, an inventor himself, has introduced legislation to do that. You know, we talk about this idea of invention. The patent system in the United States was unique when it was created. The founders actually put it in the Constitution. It's in
exactly.
Article 1, Section 8 of mm-hmm. the Constitution. It's not in the Bill of Rights. It wasn't
right.
an afterthought. They actually put it in the base Constitution. And what was unique about it at the time was that in Europe, somebody who came up with an idea, guess who owned that idea? The sovereign did. The king
yes, exactly.
owned everybody's
right.
ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Constitution of the United States, the founders recognized that intellectual property is no less valuable than real property. And they said, no. We want to incentivize people to be inventive. We call it the inventive incentive.
Yes, exactly.
So they gave people, the people who came up with the idea, owned that property, and we need to get back to that.
Well, and of course, the unintended consequences have been is that we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior. So now these inventors, they're not going to go to PTAB. They're going to go overseas. And with that, the jobs and everything else associated with it. And you wonder why America has gone from number one to number 12, right?
Well, you're right. This is part of the Make America Great Again agenda. Believe it or not, even though we know that China is stealing intellectual property, as you said, to the tune of $600 billion a year, the Chinese have now figured out that the way to the future is to actually have very strong patent protections. So China is putting in place laws to give inventors even stronger patents.
Bill, this has to be continued. We're out of time. But thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information that you need to know is right there, including all our experts who are so willing to share with you, because we're all givers here, and sharing the truth with you, because we just have that kind of gall. Right, James Herson?
Yeah, absolutely. We need the truth. You know, because we're not getting it. There's the biggest disconnect we've ever seen between media coverage and what Americans really believe and think, because Americans now don't trust the media, even after all of this fallout about the Putin-Trump summit and, you know, Trump was supposed to get into a fist fight with Putin and get him in a headlock and all this stuff. After all that, Trump's approval numbers rose. They went up. Can you believe it?
Yeah, but then, you know, you get some of the gall of the other, you know, anti-Trump media that just cannot help themselves. And so they're reporting the numbers went the other way. And, you know, it's just you don't know who to believe anymore, James. And that's what's dangerous about this, that the mainstream media has abandoned their reason to exist. And that is, as you and I have discussed many times, to document history. For all the money that they have, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all Examiner, I mean, going down the line, NBC, ABC, CBS, all the money that they have available that they're, you know, funneling towards news reporting and investigative reporting, they've abandoned We the People, have they not?
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, this is a poll that is very, very fresh that came out from NBC Wall Street Journal, and when NBC's involved, you know the poll's probably even skewed.
Yeah.
And yet, Trump has achieved his highest numbers ever since he's been president, immediately after this media onslaught of criticism, not only coming from the panels on CNN and MSNBC, but coming from Republicans like John McCain, Jeff Flake, Trey Gowdy, Marco Rubio, just a pile on, I guess, and it was thought that people like Bill Maher in Hollywood thought, wow, the president's vulnerable. Now's the time to strike. And so they all did. They all did their best. But see, it's just that the people don't believe the propaganda. That's a good thing. But you're right. It's dangerous because where do we get accurate information? And that's a question that's asked constantly on the social media and all over the internet, and by people on the right now.
Right.
And so you almost have to piece it together. I guess what it is you have to go to the Bill Martinez show.
Well, I was going to say, this is why we're so doggone committed to this deal, James, is because there's this humongous void that's taken place. I mean, we're honored to have people like yourself, experts who are deep into these topics, and you guys get it straight, and and you're helping the rest of us to get the truth, because we can't rely on it. I mean, you know, when you and I were growing up, 85% of our news came from, you know, the three network channels, NBC, ABC, CBS. Now it's less than 50%, and it's dwindling even more so because of the breakdown in credibility. And it's a shame. I mean, I don't even know, you know, even from the standpoint of like a Walter Cronkite, even though Cronkite was biased, people could still believe him. I mean, there was some veracity there. Here, in terms of talking heads in the news, who can you believe anymore, James?
Yeah, no, very few. And, you know, they've been so committed to this false narrative that Hillary didn't really lose and that somehow Vladimir Putin fixed the election. And they're so committed to it that they refuse to report truth whenever that truth counters their narrative. A perfect example right now is the fact that even though it was heavily redacted, the FISA application for Carter Page that started this spying on the Trump campaign and President Trump has been released, and it shows that the media has basically been promoting a lie. They've been promoting people who lie, people like James Comey, who said, and it was something to the effect of, the application contains a mosaic of material which included, of course, the dossier. And we're talking about the dossier. Dossier is a fancy name for bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton dirt.
Yes, right, exactly.
Lies.
Designer lies dirt is what it was.
Right. Designer lying dirt that was then, in a fraudulent manner, used to acquire a warrant to spy. A judge was lied to by prominent people, by the FBI.
By the FBI, exactly.
By Rod Rosenstein, Sally Yates, a whole host of people. And so this is what started it all. And now we have it, thanks to Judicial Watch, and Tom Fitton got it.
Exactly, once again.
And it was released over this last weekend. But this shows, in other words, the media does not want to cover this. And also, for example, on CNN and MSNBC, they will only bring on guests who will twist and turn and basically misrepresent what this 412-page document says in order to keep the narrative alive. That somehow, and so the word that's gone out on the left is to go on TV and say, because there are redactions, we really don't know yet what this application means.
Right.
That is a lie, because anybody who actually looks at it will come to the conclusion that fraudulent dirt paid for by Hillary Clinton was the essential element to get the warrant, just like Devin Nunes had said in his report that was just trashed by the media.
Exactly. Well, James, you know, the left keeps on insisting, well, there has to be validity in it, because three times they went to a FISA judge, and three times the FISA judge renewed the order. Well, that's because they kept lying. That's where this comes out, right? It's like,
exactly. They submitted the same thing with the phony footnote, basically not telling them that it was paid for opposition research, lying to them about a news report written by Michael Isikoff claiming that it was separate and independent corroboration, when in fact it was a reporter that had talked to the same guy, Christopher Steele.
Right.
And so it was a circular argument, and it was fraud. And any judge worth his salt or her salt would be upset about it. We haven't heard anything about the FISA judges.
Well, they're Republican. They were Republican appointed, and which doesn't necessarily mean they're Republicans, but they're Republican appointed. So, the egg is all over their face, and I got to imagine that they got duped on this, and they're not happy. You know, James, you've been dealing with judges long enough. You don't do this to judges. You don't make them look bad. There's a price to be paid for this.
Oh, you know, in an ordinary, state court, if you did this to a judge, the judge would hold you in contempt, might even jail you over it. A federal judge would do the same, and FISA judges are federal judges. So I don't know what's going on with that, but where's Jeff Sessions, though? I've been checking.
Well, Dad, I know everybody. Yeah, exactly. Looking at milk cartons, he's still missing. It's like, like Trump, you're waiting for him. Because has anybody seen my AG?
Yeah, really.
He seems to be MIA here.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I find him not on the milk cartons, maybe on a Keebler cookie carton, but he's not definitely heading up the Justice Department. He's allowing Rod Rosenstein to run this, and I have to believe that the president is waiting for the right time. He's going to take action, and some of it will be in the form of pardons for people like Flynn and Manafort, and others will be in the form of firings of people like Rosenstein.
Exactly. Real quick, James, we only got a couple minutes left here. Is the liar of liars, Peter Strzok himself, didn't he want to be involved with the Mueller investigation, we find out, because he knew it was a road to nowhere. I mean, here's a guy, he's got the background, he can see what's going on. He says, look, this is a lost cause. I don't even want to go over there and be involved with the Mueller investigation, right? So, I mean, not that he carries a whole lot of veracity, but, for a moment, he connected with the truth to realize that this whole Russian collusion deal was a total, road to nowhere.
Yes, and you're talking about that tweet where he said there's no there.
Exactly.
And he was expressing concern. I don't really want to go with Mueller because there's no there. And this wasn't a guy who was speculating. He was leading the investigation that led to the Mueller investigation. In other words, he was leading a counterintelligence investigation into whether Russia interfered and whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. And basically, after he had conducted that investigation, the key guy says there's no there.
Exactly.
And what that showed is that the Mueller investigation started with nothing. And maybe they hoped that somewhere they would find it, but it was a giant basically a fishing investigation focusing on the man rather than the crime. Investigations are supposed to start with evidence of a crime.
Right.
And there were no evidence of a crime. There was just a man that they hated, and the investigation, and it still is,
an investigation
to find a crime to get Donald Trump, and that's all it is.
And it's costing us a ton of money in the process. We got to wrap things up, James. I know that you wanted to also talk about Roseanne. She's back with an unfiltered internet show, so we're going to have to pick that up next week. Is that okay?
And we're going to look forward to Roseanne being unfiltered. That's going to be entertaining.
Can you imagine? Lord have mercy. Somebody's going to have something to pay over this one. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate.